This is the reading for August 1st, Proverbs 21. The Lord can control a king's mind as he controls a river. He can direct it as he pleases. You may believe you are doing right, but the Lord judges your reasons. Doing what is right and fair is more important to the Lord than sacrifices. Proud looks, proud thoughts, and evil actions are sin. The plans of hard-working people earn a profit, but those who act too quickly become poor. Wealth that comes from telling lies vanishes like a mist and leads to death. The violence of the wicked will destroy them because they refuse to do what is right. Guilty people live dishonest lives, but honest people do right. It is better to live in a corner on the roof than inside the house with a quarreling wife. Evil people only want to harm others. Their neighbors get no mercy from them. If you punish those who make fun of wisdom, a foolish person may gain some wisdom. But if you teach the wise, they will get knowledge. God, who is always right, watches the house of the wicked and brings ruin on every evil person. Whoever ignores the poor when they cry for help will also cry for help and not be answered. A secret gift will calm an angry person. A present given in secrecy will quiet great anger. When justice is done, good people are happy, but evil people are ruined. Whoever does not use good sense will end up among the dead. Whoever loves pleasure will become poor. Whoever loves wine and perfume will never be rich. Wicked people will suffer instead of good people, and those who cannot be trusted will suffer instead of those who do right. It is better to live alone in the desert than with a quarreling and complaining wife. Wise people's houses are full of the best foods and olive oil, but fools waste everything they have. Whoever tries to live right and be loyal finds life, success, and honor. A wise person can defeat a city full of warriors and tear down the defenses they trust in. Those who are careful about what they say keep themselves out of trouble. People who act with stubborn pride are called proud, bragger, and mocker. Lazy people's desire for sleep will kill them because they refuse to work. All day long they wish for more, but good people give without holding back. The Lord hates sacrifices brought by evil people, particularly when they offer them for the wrong reasons. A lying witness will be forgotten, but a truthful witness will speak on. Wicked people are stubborn, but good people think carefully about what they do. There is no wisdom, understanding, or advice that can succeed against the Lord. You can get the horses ready for battle, but it is the Lord who gives the victory. Nehemiah chapter 9. On the 24th day of that same month, the people of Israel gathered. They did not eat, and they wore rough cloth and put dust on their heads to show their sadness. Those people whose ancestors were from Israel had separated themselves from all foreigners. They stood and confessed their sins and their ancestors' sins. For a fourth of the day they stood where they were and read from the book of the teachings of the Lord their God. For another fourth of the day they confessed their sins and worshipped the Lord their God. These Levites were standing on the stairs: Jeshua, Bani, Kadmiel, Shebaniah, Buni, Sherebiah, Bani, and Kanani. They called out to the Lord their God with loud voices. Then these Levites spoke: Jeshua, Kadmiel, Bani, Hashabniah, Sherebiah, Hodiah, Shebaniah, and Pethahiah. They said, "Stand up and praise the Lord your God who lives forever and ever. Blessed be your wonderful name. It is more wonderful than all blessing and praise. You are the only Lord. You made the heavens, even the highest heavens, with all the stars. You made the earth and everything on it, the seas and everything in them. You give life to everything. The heavenly army worships you. You are the Lord, the God who chose Abram and brought him out of Ur and Babylonia and named him Abraham. You found him faithful to you, so you made an agreement with him to give his descendants the land of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Jebusites, and Girgashites. You have kept your promise because you do what is right. You saw our ancestors suffering in Egypt and heard them cry out at the Red Sea. You did signs and miracles against the king of Egypt and against all his officers and all his people, because you knew how proud they were. You became as famous as you are today. You divided the sea in front of our ancestors. They walked through on dry ground, but you threw the people chasing them into the deep water like a stone thrown into mighty waters. You led our ancestors with a pillar of cloud by day and with a pillar of fire at night. It lit the way they were supposed to go. You came down to Mount Sinai and spoke from heaven to our ancestors. You gave them fair rules and true teachings, good orders and commands. You told them about your holy Sabbath and gave them commands, orders, and teachings through your servant Moses. When they were hungry, you gave them bread from heaven. When they were thirsty, you brought them water from the rock. You told them to enter and take over the land you had promised to give them. But our ancestors were proud and stubborn and did not obey your commands. They refused to listen. They forgot the miracles you did for them. So they became stubborn and turned against you, choosing a leader to take them back to slavery. But you are a forgiving God. You are kind and full of mercy. You do not become angry quickly, and you have great love, so you did not leave them. Our ancestors even made an idol of a calf for themselves. They said, "This is your God, Israel, who brought you up out of Egypt." They spoke against you. You have great mercy, so you did not leave them in the desert. The pillar of cloud guided them by day, and the pillar of fire led them at night, lighting the way they were to go. You gave your good spirit to teach them. You gave them manna to eat and water when they were thirsty. You took care of them for 40 years in the desert. They needed nothing. Their clothes did not wear out, and their feet did not swell. You gave them kingdoms and nations. You gave them more land. They took over the country of Sihon, king of Heshbon, and the country of Og, king of Bashan. You made their children as many as the stars in the sky, and you brought them into the land that you told their fathers to enter and take over. So their children went into the land and took over. The Canaanites lived there, but you defeated them for our ancestors. You handed over to them the Canaanites, their kings, and the people of the land. Our ancestors could do what they wanted with them. They captured strong walled cities and fertile land. They took over houses full of good things, wells that were already dug, vineyards, olive trees, and many fruit trees. They ate until they were full and grew fat. They enjoyed your great goodness. But they were disobedient and turned against you and ignored your teachings. Your prophets warned them to come back to you, but they killed those prophets and spoke against you. So you handed them over to their enemies, and their enemies treated them badly. But in this time of trouble, our ancestors cried out to you, and you heard from heaven. You had great mercy and gave them saviors who saved them from the power of their enemies. But as soon as they had rest, they again did what was evil. So you left them to their enemies who ruled over them. When they cried out to you again, you heard from heaven. Because of your mercy, you saved them again and again. You warned them to return to your teachings. But they were proud and did not obey your commands. If someone obeys your laws, he will live. But they sinned against your laws. They were stubborn, unwilling, and disobedient. You were patient with them for many years and warned them by your spirit through the prophets, but they did not pay attention. So you handed them over to other countries. But because your mercy is great, you did not kill them all or leave them. You are a kind and merciful God. And so, our God, you are the great and mighty and wonderful God. You keep your agreement of love. Do not let all our troubles seem unimportant to you. This trouble has come to us, to our kings and to our leaders, to our priests and prophets, to our ancestors and all your people from the days of the kings of Assyria until today. You have been fair in everything that has happened to us. You have been loyal, but we have been wicked. Our kings, leaders, priests, and ancestors did not obey your teachings. They did not pay attention to the commands and warnings you gave them. Even when our ancestors were living in their kingdom, enjoying all the good things you had given them, enjoying the land that was fertile and full of room, they did not stop their evil ways. Look, we are slaves today in the land you gave our ancestors. They were to enjoy its fruit and its good things, but look, we are slaves here. The land's great harvest belongs to the kings you have put over us because of our sins. Those kings rule over us and our cattle as they please. So we are in much trouble. Because of all this, we are making an agreement in writing, and our leaders, Levites, and priests are putting their seals on it. Nehemiah chapter 10. These are the men who sealed the agreement: Nehemiah the governor, son of Hakaliah, Zedekiah, Seraiah, Azariah, Jeremiah, Pashur, Amariah, Malkijah, Hattush, Shebaniah, Maluk, Harim, Meremoth, Obadiah, Daniel, Ginnathon, Baruch, Meshulam, Abijah, Mijamin, Maziah, Bilgai, and Shemaiah. These are the priests. These are the Levites who sealed it: Jeshua, son of Azaniah, Binui of the sons of Henadad, Kadmiel and their fellow Levites, Shebaniah, Hodiah, Kalida, Peliah, Hanan, Micah, Rehob, Hashabiah, Zakur, Sherebiah, Shebaniah, Hodiah, Bani, and Beninu. These are the leaders of the people who sealed the agreement: Parash, Pahath Moab, Elam, Zatu, Bani, Buni, Azgad, Bibai, Adonijah, Bigvi, Adin, Atur, Hezekiah, Azur, Hodiah, Hashum, Bezai, Harif, Anathoth, Nebai, Magpiash, Meshulam, Hezer, Meshezabel, Zadok, Jadua, Pelatiah, Hanan, Aniah, Hoshea, Hananiah, Hashub, Helohesh, Pilha, Shobek, Reham, Hashabnah, Messiah, Ahiah, Hanan, Anan, Maluk, Harim, and Benah. The rest of the people took an oath. They were the priests, Levites, gatekeepers, singers, temple servants, all those who separated themselves from foreigners to keep the teachings of God, and also their wives and their sons and daughters who could understand. They joined their fellow Israelites and their leading men in taking an oath, which was tied to a curse in case they broke the oath. They promised to follow the teachings of God, which they had been given through Moses, the servant of God, and to obey all the commands, rules, and laws of the Lord our God. They said, "We promise not to let our daughters marry foreigners, nor to let our sons marry their daughters. Foreigners may bring gods or grain to sell on the Sabbath, but we will not buy on the Sabbath or any holy day. Every seventh year we will not plant, and that year we will forget all that people owe us. We will be responsible for the commands to pay for the service of the temple of our God. We will give an eighth of an ounce of silver each year. It is for the bread that is set out on the table, the regular grain offerings and burnt offerings, the offerings on the Sabbaths, new moon festivals, and special feasts, the holy offerings, the offerings to remove the sins of the Israelites so they will belong to God, and for the work of the temple of our God. We, the priests, the Levites, and the people have thrown lots to decide at what time of year each family must bring wood to the temple. The wood is for burning on the altar of the Lord our God, and we will do this as it is written in the teachings. We also will bring the first fruits from our crops and the first fruits of every tree to the temple each year. We will bring to the temple our firstborn sons and cattle and the firstborn of our herds and flocks, as it is written in the teachings. We will bring them to the priests who are serving in the temple. We will bring to the priests at the storerooms of the temple the first of our ground meal, our offerings, the fruit from all our trees, and our new wine and oil. And we will bring a tenth of our crops to the Levites, who will collect these things in all the towns where we work. A priest of Aaron's family must be with the Levites when they receive the tenth of the people's crops. The Levites must bring a tenth of all they receive to the temple of our God to put in the storerooms of the treasury. The people of Israel and the Levites are to bring to the storerooms the gifts of grain, new wine, and oil. That is where the utensils for the temple are kept, and where the priests who are serving, the gatekeepers, and singers stay. We will not ignore the temple of our God."
Chapter 5.
Brothers and sisters, you don't need anyone to write to you about times and dates. You know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. When people say everything is safe and sound, destruction will suddenly strike them. It will be as sudden as labor pains come to a pregnant woman. They won't be able to escape. But brothers and sisters, you don't live in the dark. That day won't take you by surprise as a thief would. You belong to the day and the light, not to the night and the dark. Therefore, we must not fall asleep like other people, but we must stay awake and be sober. People who sleep, sleep at night. People who get drunk at night. Since we belong to the day, we must be sober. We must put on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet. It was not God's intention that we experience his anger, but that we obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us so that, whether we are awake in this life or asleep in death, we will live together with him. Therefore, encourage each other and strengthen one another as you are doing. Brothers and sisters, we ask you to show your appreciation for those leaders who work among you and instruct you. We ask you to love them and think very highly of them because of the work they are doing. Live in peace with each other. We encourage you, brothers and sisters, to instruct those who are not living right. Cheer up those who are discouraged. Help the weak and be patient with everyone. Make sure that no one ever pays back one wrong with another wrong. Instead, always try to do what is good for each other and everyone else. Always be joyful. Never stop praying. Whatever happens, give thanks, because it is God's will in Christ Jesus that you do this. Don't put out the Spirit's fire. Don't despise what God has revealed. Instead, test everything. Hold on to what is good. Keep away from every kind of evil. Now may the God who gives peace make you holy in every way. May he keep your whole being, spirit, soul, and body, blameless when our Lord Jesus Christ comes. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do this. Brothers and sisters, pray for us. Greet all the brothers and sisters with a holy kiss. In the Lord's name, I order you to read this letter to all the brothers and sisters. The goodwill of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.